You are listening to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast with pet business coach Kristen Morrison, episode number 142.
Welcome to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast, where it's all about pet business challenges, real coaching, and real solutions to help you thrive in your pet business and in your life. And now, here's your host, pet business coach Kristen Morrison.
As pet care professionals, your clients trust you to care for their furry family members. Pet Sitters Associates is here to help. For over 20 years, Pet Sitters Associates has provided thousands of members with quality pet care insurance. If you work in the pet care industry, or you want to make your passion for pets into a profession, you can take your career to the next level with flexible coverage options, client connections, and complete freedom in running your business. Learn why Pet Sitters Associates is the perfect fit for you and get a free quote today at PetSitLLC.com. Also, Pet Sitters Associates is offering Prosperous Pet Business Podcast listeners $15 off when you join today by using the discount code PODCAST at checkout. To find out more, go to the podcast show notes page at prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast142.
Hi, pet business owners. I am so happy to be here with you today. And I wanted to let you know before we go into today's episode about clearing calendar clutter, there are some business and life strategy webinars and workshops happening this month and in the coming months. So new ones are added monthly. That link to find out more will be in the show notes page at prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast142. Again, prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast142. So, if you are able right now, I invite you to take a deep breath with me. Take a big, deep inhale all the way to the core of you, as far down as your breath will go. Hold it there for just a minute. No straining or stressing, just holding it, and then release it. And feel your breath pass through you on its way out. And again, taking a deep breath in, pausing at the bottom of the inhale, and then a deep breath out. Feel your shoulders fall and relax when you exhale. I find that it's helpful to, whenever I'm looking at clearing clutter of any kind, to take a pause, because sometimes clearing clutter can be kind of nerve-wracking for a lot of us, including myself. And so just preparing, in essence, it's like just taking a moment to just explore, you know, to come within first before you look outside of yourself, right? So now that you're there, and if you need to take a couple more deep breaths, I invite you to do that. In fact, we can do that right now. And one more deep breath in. Deep breath out. Ooh, feeling your shoulders fall and relax when you exhale. So I want to start off this topic by saying you can definitely simply listen to this episode while you're driving, while you're walking your dog, or if you're doing some other activity, that is totally fine. If you are able, though, to take a few minutes to just sit with me, as if I'm there, wherever you are right now, and get your calendar out, that will enable you to do some of the actions that I'll be sharing with you here as I share them. So in this way, it will enable you to not just hear this episode and take in the episode and the information through your ears, into your head, but to actually apply it in your business and your life. If you're able to sit and do some of these actions today with me right now, you may also want to take notes if you're somebody who learns best by note-taking. So if you are able to, go now and get your calendar. And this would be whatever kind of calendar you use on a regular, ongoing basis. Your calendar may be your phone, or it may be on your computer, or both. Or you may have an old school calendar, like a paper calendar or a notebook where you keep appointments. Whatever kind of calendar you have, just go get it. And if you need to pause this, I'll be waiting here. I will. I'm here. Okay, so first, now that you've taken a deep breath, now that you've got your calendar, I want to invite you to take a look into the future, 2 or 3 weeks from now, in your calendar. And this part will really be only for those with electronic calendars, like on your phone, because if you have a paper calendar, it's probably not going to apply for this particular part. But if you do have a paper calendar, it's a good idea to listen because at some point you may want to take the leap to the dark side. No, just kidding. To an electric calendar. So you don't have to lug your notebook around or wherever you have your pen and paper calendar, right? So I was a stickler for notebook calendars a few years ago. I just really like them. I like being able to have a tangible book to be able to refer to. I liked, you know, writing it in my appointments. I just really liked it. But eventually I made the leap to an electronic calendar on my phone. And even for someone like me who loves writing and having large breaks from technology, it really was so much easier in a lot of ways, and it still is, to have my phone as my calendar. Okay, so now I'm talking to you who have electronic calendars. So what I want you to do now is to see if there are any recurring appointments that you no longer need, or activities that you no longer do, or that you don't anticipate doing on a regular basis in the future. So notice how and where they're clogging up the precious white space in your calendar. And now, begin to delete those recurring appointments when you notice them. Unless, of course, you're planning on using your time for them in the near future, like in a week or two or three or four. So last week, I did what I'm sharing with you now, and it felt absolutely amazing, kind of like Marie Kondo for my calendar. I only wanted to have appointments that sparked joy and that I attended on a regular basis or that I would be attending in the near future. I wanted what was in my calendar to be relevant and exciting for me. I mean, of course, not all appointments are exciting, right? I have a tax appointment in there too, and you might too. But, you know, some of the things we need to have, but other things we can just let them go if there's something that we know we're not going to be doing. So I did this, and I looked at every single recurring appointment from Monday through Sunday, and whatever appointments I had that were either I had never gone to before, but I had hopes that I would, or I had gone to those appointments before, but that recurring meeting or appointment hadn't been a good fit, and I hadn't deleted it from my calendar, so it kept showing up each week. And I wouldn't delete it because I kept thinking, oh, I will go to it, kind of like that gym membership that, you know, a lot of people have that they just don't go to or don't use. But then I got pretty rigorous about it. I began looking for recurring appointments I hadn't gone to in a few months, and I deleted those too. But this is important. Before I did any deleting, my phone would give me an alert which read something like, do you want to delete just this one appointment or do you want to delete all future appointments? And surprisingly, the thought of deleting the future appointments or fun activities, even if they'd been in a calendar for over a year and I hadn't gone, brought up some FOMO for me, like, well, what if I want to attend this meeting in the future or go to this appointment or do this fun weekly workout or attend this book club or whatever the heck it was in the future that, you know, was there for me that I hadn't yet gone to, but that was impacting my future because it was taking up space in my calendar. And I was thinking, well, what if I delete it and I don't have the information for it? So I began future tripping a bit and thinking about this, and it made me realize, ah, that's why I hadn't deleted these appointments. I hadn't deleted them because I had hopes that I would eventually go, or I noticed I didn't want to let an appointment go because I didn't want to feel that feeling that can sometimes come when I remove something from my life. So a lot of people talk about letting go as being liberating, and it absolutely is some of the time, but not all the time. And sometimes it doesn't start out liberating. So letting go of something is not always liberating in the exact moment that I do it. Can you relate to that? Sometimes it causes me to feel a bit constricted internally, and I may even have a wave of regret, like, oh no, what if I want to do it in the future? And that's what was coming up when I was looking at some of these appointments, not all of them for sure, but some of them. So I wanted to honor that feeling of regret, that kind of future regret that I was feeling, and to make it easier on myself to delete these appointment cloggers. Before I deleted each one of those that I needed to clear out of my schedule, I first noticed how it felt when I got the alert saying, do you want to delete this one or future appointments, right? I had the choice, like just this one or all of them for the recurring. And if it immediately felt freeing to let that app go, that was really clear and I deleted it right away and it felt great with no regrets. But if I had even a twinge of, but I may want to do that in the future, then I put it in the notes app on my phone. I wrote down the name of the appointment, the date and time it was happening on, and any details I would need in the future if I did decide to attend that event or that meeting going forward. And these details sometimes included a recurring Zoom link for online meetings I was deleting from my calendar, or locations and special instructions like call the fitness instructor if I know I'm going to be attending this fitness class so she can reserve my spot. And this way I would have access to it later and be able to take action if I wanted to do that.
As a pet business owner, your day is packed with appointment prep, consultations, and calls with pet parents. You don't have hours to spend on bookkeeping or scheduling. Good news, you can cut that time in half with PocketSuite. PocketSuite is the all-in-one app for pet professionals, including dog trainers, groomers, pet sitters, dog walkers, and more. We'll handle your day-to-day tasks like scheduling appointments, collecting payments, and following up with clients. It's like having a personal assistant on your phone. It's time to upgrade from your paper planner. Get set up in just a few clicks. Plus, we offer an exclusive white glove service where you get a dedicated account manager to help set up your features and answer questions. Are you ready to put your pet business on autopilot? Download the PocketSuite app today in the App Store or Google Play to see why thousands of pet professionals choose PocketSuite to run their business. In addition to a 30-day free trial, as a Prosperous Pet Business Podcast listener, we are giving you a $50 discount on an annual plan. This means you can focus on providing A-plus service for just $18 a month.
So I want to warn you of this, because if you've got a number of recurring appointments in your calendar too, and you know off the bat that you don't go to many of these meetings or appointments, you may initially think this will be a really simple task, and it might be, But for me, because I had a lot of recurring appointments, it took quite a while. But what I noticed as I began deleting these appointments from my calendar was the degree of time that it took me to take them off my calendar was equal to the amount of space they were clogging up on my calendar. Suddenly, there was this freedom. It was almost like the ones that I knew I wouldn't attend, you know, I'd see them on my calendar, but it was almost like there's blank space. So they didn't affect my calendar too much, but it was the ones that I had a yearning to attend and hadn't yet. And they had been on there for months or maybe even a year that were causing the big clog up in my calendar. And this appointment clog was causing me to feel busier than I really was because there wasn't a lot of blank space left in my calendar. I would stack appointments where the recurring ones were because I had to put my regular appointments somewhere, but my calendar was becoming really messy and hard to cipher. So deleting these felt a bit like ripping off a Band-Aid when I was done. I felt like, oh no, my appointments are gone, even though the ones I wanted were accessible to me in the notes part of my phone. And they will be there waiting for me with all the details ready to go for me if and when I decide to resume those appointments, right? I haven't even thought about them, truth be told. You know, I did the first day that I deleted them, but haven't really thought about them. But after a few minutes, I felt a lot of relief. And then I went through my calendar day by day for a week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks to make sure I got everything I needed to let go of. And there were a few stragglers, so I deleted those too. And then I checked again and voila, no more recurring appointments that were clogging up my calendar. It was amazing. I mean, it truly was liberating, but it didn't start out feeling that way. And you may notice after you've done this, and I highly recommend that you begin to do it now, you can do it with me, I'm here with you, that you may find that you feel so much better. And it may even help you begin booking actual appointments that you actually go to. And I'm going to be sharing more about that in a minute. It's going to feel so good that your calendar is now your own again. It's in real time. It's appointments that you actually do and that you actually will do. And your calendar has so much more spaciousness in it after you've done this. And that means that your life has more spaciousness in it, and even your business, right? When we keep placeholders in our calendar, they become roadblocks. And those roadblocks may be preventing our lives and our businesses from being as successful or wonderful or vital as they can be. So I'm going to give you an example here. And this is going to be for somebody who has a dog walking business, let's say. I'm going to just use that as an example. But really, you can think about it and kind of use it to identify something in your own business that may be a placeholder like this, that may be similar. So maybe you started your pet business doing dog walks, and then perhaps they partially fizzled out for some reason. And maybe you stopped marketing, or you got bored with dog walking, or clients moved away, or recurring dog walking clients no longer needed you for some reason, but maybe you're still holding space for them somehow, whether in your calendar or in your mind. Like if you did group dog walks, you may have gone down from 4 dogs in a group to 2 dogs, and you like to bring on more new dogs, but you really keep hoping your favorite dog will come back, and you're kind of holding that dog there in a way as a space holder. It's like you're not ready to move on. But hoping isn't the way to run a business, is it? Let me repeat that. Hoping isn't the way to run a business. So when you remove the clutter from your calendar, you're going to notice gaps in your schedule, white space. And these gaps might help you put your time and energy into income-producing activities if that's something you want or need to do, which will then help you get out of hope that, for example, an old and much-beloved client will come back to you to actually doing something about it, like picking up the phone. And if you're a dog walker, calling that dog walking client saying, "I miss you and your dog. Will you be coming back anytime soon?" And then you know, right? You're in real time. So, in addition to clearing calendar clutter today and this week, I invite you to notice where else clutter is existing for you. Create a note in your phone for clutter clearing and begin to put locations in your home that may need some attention. Put those locations in your notes app on your phone or in a notebook. If you don't have a notes app in your phone, you don't like to use those. Because then when you're thinking about clutter clearing, you can go then to that notes app or that Word doc on your computer or in your notebook, and you can get some inspiration. Oh, I'm going to clean out my junk drawer today, or I'm going to clean out my kitchen cabinet, you know, that has a bunch of bowls everywhere and, you know, it's just not organized. It will feel so good to begin that process. And sometimes it takes just creating a list. So it's springtime here in the United States, where I'm recording this in Big Sur, California right now. And spring is always a good time to do decluttering. It's like a time of rebirth. And maybe after clearing some dead weight from your phone, you might feel inspired to tackle other parts of your home or your life or your business that are causing you to feel disorganized or even feel a lack of peace because they feel so cluttered. If you'd like to find out more about life or pet business hacks or see where in the world I'm podcasting from, you can follow me on Instagram at petbizcoach. That's P-E-T-B-I-Z coach, petbizcoach, all one word. If you like this podcast and you'd like to hear more and haven't yet checked out my other podcast, Business Pathfinder, I invite you to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Or you can go to the show notes page, prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast142. That's the number 142. Again, prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast142. There you will also find information about my monthly webinars and workshops, private coaching, and a link to apply to be coached on this podcast. I would love to coach you for free on this podcast, and you'll find a link there to apply. Have a beautiful day. Take good care. Bye.
Did you know that in addition to coaching pet business owners on this podcast, Kristen Morrison also offers private, one-on-one business and life coaching sessions, as well as group online classes? Kristen's rapid-fire private coaching sessions will help you get the answers to your most important business and life questions. Rapid-fire sessions are 25 or 50 minutes. If you have one or two specific questions or business issues, this is a fast way to get you pointed in the right direction. Kristen also offers Best Year Yet coaching to help you create an empowering roadmap of 10 business or life goals for the next 12 months. You'll learn how to set powerful monthly and weekly action steps to keep you on track to accomplish even your biggest goals. You can start Best Year Yet coaching at any time of the year. The Best Year Yet starter package includes a 2-hour private coaching session with Kristen and goal setting and tracking software to help you stay on top of your goals all year long. Or if you'd like to book a vacation and experience a day of private coaching, you can take your business and life to the next level with an immersive coaching experience when you book a VIP coaching day with Kristen Morrison in either California or Hawaii. When you book a VIP Coaching Day, you'll receive customized business and life coaching with Kristen as your guide. You'll also learn what you need to find and hire great staff or attract profitable clients or customers, or both. With a VIP Coaching Day, you'll receive a full day of customized coaching to help you get unstuck in your business and your life, plus a lot more. If you'd like to spend a full day with Kristen and learn how to leap over your roadblocks and create systems and strategies that enable you to work on your business instead of in your business, the VIP Coaching Day is for you. In addition to private coaching, Kristen teaches live webinars and online workshops. These classes enable you to watch, listen, and learn from wherever you're at in the world. If you're not able to attend the live class date, simply sign up and you'll automatically receive the recording the day after the class. New webinars and workshops are added to the website monthly. The VIP coaching days, private coaching sessions, and monthly group classes give you many options to take your business and life to a new level of growth, satisfaction, and profitability. To find out more, go to prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow. That's prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow. Or go to this episode's show notes page to find out more about Kristen's private coaching and online classes to begin transforming your pet business or personal life right now. To find out more, go to prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast. It would be great if you would take a moment to write a quick review on iTunes. For any questions, comments, or pet business coaching topics you would like to hear on future podcasts, please visit us at www.prosperouspetbusiness.com or www.sixfigurepetbusinessacademy.com.